one cup of coffee, 150. Guy who picked the coffee didn't get three. Stuck in the belly of an industry that doesn't care about people. Working on the hills on stolen land, picking at the earth with a scuffed bare hand. Sweating for the profits of some rich man that doesn't care about people. Buy a piece of fruit at the grocery store, shipped from Guatemala, Chile, or El Salvador. Grown by orphan children of the Civil War that was funded by fruit corporations. A global trade system riding on the backs of families packed in Wallace shacks. Living in the fear of death squad attacks that are funded by fruit corporations. One pack of t-shirts, $4.50. Girl who sewed the t-shirts didn't get three. And she's trying to survive in an industry that doesn't care about people. Bangladesh factory, 16-hour shifts. No overtime breaks or benefits. And they'll fire her if she gets pregnant, cause they don't care about people. New York banks watched a Thai bot grow, then they took high amounts in Thai bot loans, converted them to dollars when they got back home, and it put millions into poverty. They paid off their debts with U.S. cash, pocketed the profits in U.S. banks, and the Southeast Asian market crashed, and they put millions into poverty. One diamond ring, a few grand. Kid who mined the diamonds lost his hand. As a message from the soldiers who run the land that are funded by diamond corporations. Wealth derived through poverty from the lingering cuts of slavery in the form of an export economy controlled by diamond corporations. Imperialism in its modern form, deadlock, free market, economic reform, blowing through the global south like a tropical storm, tearing at the seams of culture, from the cluster bomb to the rifle butt, from the gold mine to the clear cut. Capitalism's got the world locked up, and it's tearing at the seams of culture.